Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. My name is Scott Reich, and this is Crime Talk, the most fact-driven, unbiased, true crime channel on the internet. Now, today on the docket, first, the city settled with George Floyd's family. Wait until you hear the number. Second, and they keep coming, allegations against Governor Cuomo could be as high as 30 women. Third, the Attorney General in South Dakota won't be in court today at his own court appearance, but the widow of the man that he killed will be. Fourth, do you know her? And finally, our dumb criminal contestant of the day and a recap of our contestants throughout the week. Let's talk about it. Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. My name is Scott Reich, and this is Crime Talk. Thanks for watching. If you haven't done so already, please hit that subscribe button as well as that bell so that you receive notifications when we go live or put up new content. First on the docket today, the city of Minneapolis has settled with the George Floyd family. Guess what the dollar amount was? That's right, $27 million. Let me say that again. $27 million to settle a civil lawsuit from George Floyd's family over his death while in police custody, even as a jury is being seated as we speak for the officers on trial for his death. Now, the Minneapolis City Council emerged from closed session to announce the record settlement, which includes $500,000 for the neighborhood where Mr. Floyd was arrested. Now, we know that he was trying to use a fake $20 bill to get some stuff, but I don't think the restitution equals $500,000. But if that's the way the city wants to spend their money, so be it. We know that they tried to defund the police. That didn't turn out so well. And then they put the some $60 million back into the budget because, ooh, what happens when the police go away? Crime goes through the roof. All right, needless to say, the Floyd family attorney, Mr. Crump, who is just everywhere these days, said that he was obviously pleased with the settlement. He says that this is the largest pre-trial civil rights settlement ever, and it sends a powerful message that Black lives do matter and that police brutality against people of color must end. Let me know what you think about this settlement, $27 million. Now, the city must really be trying to say Derek Chauvin is guilty because we just paid $27 million. So please convict Derek Chauvin, the jury, so that you do not burn our city down. Is that what the city's trying to do here? I think that this settlement should be turned over immediately to the defense in this particular case. Why? Well, if the city is making admissions that they failed to properly train their police officers and that the training that they did give to the police officers was not good training, well, that is basically exculpatory evidence that the defense should, in fact, be entitled to. If I was the defense on this case, I think that I would be demanding a complete copy of that settlement agreement immediately. Now, the fact that this came out during jury selection for the trial of Derek Chauvin, and I think as of the time of this filming, I think they've got seven jurors selected, that you may have to go back and re-question those potential jurors so that the fact that there's some $27 million being paid out of the city's coffers, if that would influence the decision in any way possible. Now, the other issue is going to be, I think Mr. Floyd had a son, and obviously he had brothers and sisters. A lot of people stepped up saying that George Floyd was the greatest guy ever right after his death. I know nothing about the man. I wish him nothing ill. But as I've said before, it's always about the money. I'd be curious to see how that distribution of the money after Mr. Crump's portion of his fee gets cut out. I would imagine he's taking anywhere between 35 to 50% of that $27 million as his attorney's fees, and what's left over will go to the family. I'd be curious to see to whom all that money goes to in the Floyd family. And it's nice to see that Mr. Floyd's family was there for him to collect the checks. I wish they had possibly been there before he was out on the streets, allegedly committing crime and being engaged in the drug underworld culture, whereby he was using methamphetamines and fentanyl. And the only reason I bring that up is because the defense in Mr. Floyd's case is going to hype on that to the ends of the trial. Bottom line, no disrespect in any way, but these are facts that are going to come out for sure. I think I'd also, if I was the defense, I'd be asking for any emails from the Attorney General's office who's prosecuting that case between other city officials to see if there was anything requesting about getting that settlement done before this trial starts. Next on the docket, and they keep coming. That's right. There are now allegations that could total up to nearly 30 women who have worked for or interacted with Governor Cuomo that they define his management style as bullying, and they could also say that he has been abusive to them, as long in addition to an allegations of inappropriate sexual harassment. Now, as we brought to you the other day, a woman had come forward, one of his former aides. Now, remember, when you're an aide for a public official in a political position, you usually agree with the guy that you're the aide for. So you like him. You more than likely probably admire him. The governor, in this particular case, probably knew that, who thought, who wouldn't love me? I'm such a great guy. Just look at the size of my ego in my head. I can barely fit it into a room. So the governor, more than likely, allegedly, engaged in some very inappropriate conduct. In fact, one of the allegations was that his aide was groped while at the governor's mansion. Now, what's the significance of that? Well, that's not just, hey, would you like to go on a date? No, you're not my type. Thank you very much. Ooh, he was weird and creepy. No, that is an actual sexual assault, all right? You cannot go grab somebody's intimate parts unless you have permission to do so. Bottom line, if you do that, it is a sexual assault. The question then becomes, is it a misdemeanor or a felony? The woman who made that allegation is actually meeting with the police next week. And the irony of it is, the governor's human resource office was required to turn it over to the police because of their own policies. Isn't that ironic? Now, the calls continue for the governor to resign, and he says, hell no, I won't go. A lot of people are a little surprised that people are more interested in the sexual scandal that the governor has versus the fact that he ordered staffers to falsify official records to minimize the number of deaths associated to nursing home deaths because of his COVID-19 policies. Clearly, that is a crime. That is a forgery. That is attempting to influence public officials. Bad stuff. If he did that, or he ordered somebody to do that, he is guilty just like he did it himself. Now, I can't take credit for this, but I think it is summed up very well. Governor Cuomo has been on duty for sure. He has been killing grannies and grabbing fannies. It's been a long year. Maybe his Emmy that he was given and his book on leadership will include a chapter about being humbled, because that's what's coming. Next on the docket, the Attorney General of South Dakota, Jason Ravsburg, has a court appearance today. He won't be there. The only person that will be there on his behalf will be his attorney. Now, it is a misdemeanor and it's basically a traffic offense, and I understand the inconvenience of it all. But you would think, as the Attorney General, you would have enough respect to show up at all court proceedings. Well, guess who will be there? Is the widow of the man that the Attorney General is accused of striking with his car. So although the Attorney General doesn't think that it was important enough to show up, his widow obviously thinks that it is. Not a good move. And I can tell you as a defense attorney, the one thing you hate to see at any court case, particularly where somebody has been deceased, that's right, the family members. Because the judge will take that into consideration and he wants to make them happy. So maybe the governor is distracted by something else, just like he was on the night in question, where he has allegedly been so distracted when he was allegedly playing on his phone or listening to something on his phone. And then he went off and struck a man, not realizing that his glasses were in the car, not realizing that the man was dying in the ditch, just feet away from him, but was fortunate enough not to be so distracted that the police officer that showed up gave him his own personal car to drive home, whereupon he could drive back the next day with his chief of staff to recover the car and, oh, by the way, find out that there was a deceased human being sitting in the ditch. Hopefully, the attorney general can get a little more focused. All right, before we continue on, let's take a quick recess. Please go to crimetalksearch.com, sign up for a background subscription service. You'll be happy you did. If there's anyone out there you were ever curious about what was in their background, now is the time to do it. If you're going to get involved with somebody, now is the time to do it. When you go to crimetalksearch.com, you put in the name, literally millions of public records are searched, and a report is generated. And it's going to give you a report. If they have multiple social media accounts, you're going to find it. If they have multiple phone numbers, multiple email addresses, it's going to be found. And more importantly, you're going to get information regarding criminal history. Hopefully the person you're searching has none whatsoever, but if it's there, it's going to be found. You're going to get everything you'd want to know, whether you're going into business or whether you're going into a personal relationship, you're going to be able to find out the information you want to know. So go to crimetalksearch.com, sign up today. You'll be happy you did. And we're back continuing the docket. All right. Authorities in Southwest Missouri are asking for help identifying a woman who ran into oncoming traffic on Interstate 44 last week and unfortunately was struck and killed. The woman was seen walking around the rest area near mile marker 52 eastbound on March 6 before taking off headlong into oncoming traffic. She was described as between 18 and 24 years old, 5 feet 2 inches tall to 5 feet 4 inches tall, 100 pounds with strawberry blonde hair, gray blue eyes. She had multiple tattoos, and hopefully these will help identify her. She had a crown on her chest, a rose on her right thigh, the letters F-E-A-R on her fingers on her right hand, and other tattoos on the backs of both hands and the wrists. Take a look at this photograph. If you have any information, please contact the Lawrence County Sheriff's Office at area code 417-466-2131. Let's make sure she gets home to her family. And finally, today, our dumb criminal contestant of the week. Please meet our dumb criminal contestant of the day, Dustin Bushnell. He's 30 years old and he's from Burbank, California, and he's been booked into the Walla Walla County Jail on a charge of possession of stolen property in connection to the slide robbery. That's right, you heard that correctly, the slide. The slide had been pilfered from a park back in December of this past year. Apparently, not very high on the priority list, but detectives were at Bushnell's home investigating a string of catalytic converter thefts, which curiously, they did find at Mr. Bushnell's home, as he allegedly has a problem of not taking other people's things. Well, what they found was the slide in his mobile home that he had set up for his children. You can't make this stuff up, ladies and gentlemen. And here you can see the picture of the detective sliding down the slide, as happy as a clam that she has solved the great slide theft. Your tax dollars at work. We don't know what's more ridiculous, the fact that this made the story or that Mr. Bushnell actually stole the slide. Mr. Bushnell, you are a dumb criminal contestant of the day. Congratulations. Now, let's see who the potential winner is for the dumb criminal contestant of the week. Now, who can forget Monday? Roberto Colon was arrested for first-degree murder and the death of his wife, who went missing on February 20th. He reportedly shouted his wife was, quote, swimming with the fishes, and to, quote, find the body, end quote. Police found human remains at Colon's property and was promptly arrested. Tuesday, the psychological evaluation for a Florida man, Cody Meter, who was charged with having intimate sexual contact with a stuffed animal in Target. That's right, a unicorn, to be in fact. Wednesday, we had a Florida man by the name of Demencio Lopez. He asked the deputy for some help starting his car. The deputy asked Lopez for his driver's license, and Lopez pulled out a full package labeled Dank Gummies, containing over 500 milligrams of THC. After being taken into custody, a small bag of cocaine was found on him. But I think the incident that led Mr. Lopez to being our dumb criminal contestant was the reason why the car didn't start was because the keys were not in the ignition. Mr. Lopez, slow down on those dank gummies. Thursday, Michael Gromley, 54, needed four hands to hold him down for his mugshot. He was arrested on several misdemeanor charges, including assault and battery, and making a false report to police. Mr. Gormley may not win the Dumb Criminal Contest of the Week, but he by far has the best mugshot ever. And let's not forget Mr. Bushnell, 30, stole a 400-pound slide from a local playground and mounts it on the bunk beds in his mobile home. Congratulations to all our contestants. Whoever you all decide, which we'll announce next week, will receive a Crime Talk mug, just like this one. I love Crime Talk. If you love Crime Talk and you would like a mug, then just hit the link below and you can get your own mug, along with a lot of other cool merchandise. Now, don't forget to watch our recap if you haven't had time to watch all our shows this week, although I highly encourage you to watch all of our shows this week. Please go follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and even TikTok. That's right. All right. Have a great weekend. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time on Crime Talk.